This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Representative Brendan Jones was elected majority leader by an overwhelming majority of the General Assembly today. We'll have more on this breaking news later on this afternoon at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A teenager was struck in the mouth with an axe Monday, according to the sheriff's office. The incident was reported just before 2 p.m. on Fairfield Drive East near Whiteville. The youth was reportedly defending his stepmother when Patrick Gatlin, age 37, allegedly struck the 17-year-old. Warrants have been issued for Gatlin's arrest. Traffic on U.S. 74 was tangled Monday night and again Tuesday morning due to major collisions. A logging truck and an armored car struck several vehicles near Chadburn, blocking the entire highway just before 6 p.m. Another wreck near Delco this morning slowed traffic for more than an hour. We've reached out to the Highway Patrol for more detail. Three homes were struck by gunfire in a drive-by shooting on Wright Road near Taper City Monday. The sheriff's office said most of the homes were occupied at the time of the shooting, but not all the residents were cooperative. No injuries were reported. County commissioners want to further tighten the proposed ordinance regulating vape and tobacco stores in the county. The proposal viewed in last night's first reading called for any business with 75% of its sales from vape products to be classified as a vape store. Commissioners amended the proposal to 25%. The county's ordinance could be one of the strictest in the state. Taper City's Town Council and Whiteville have both already passed strict ordinances regulating vape and tobacco stores. The agency created to handle millions of dollars in hurricane relief money from Matthew and Florence is $264 million short, and officials can't explain where the money has gone. Rebuild North Carolina Administrator Laura Hogshead addressed a two-hour legislative hearing Monday. Hogshead, who was appointed by Governor Roy Cooper, said the governor's office ordered that the application process for 2016 and 2018 remain open for an indefinite period of time. Representative Brendan Jones on Monday asked for Hogshead's resignation. She refused. To date, Rebuild North Carolina has spent $76.5 million on temporary housing and hotels. No funds in the hurricane account are currently available for Western North Carolina, Hogshead said. The National Weather Service has released its winter outlook for North Carolina, and it's not good, unless you're a mosquito. The extended forecast calls for a warm, unusually dry winter throughout the southeast. We probably won't be looking at many hard freezes this year, folks. The strengthening La Nina cycle could lead to drought conditions by next spring. Donnery Cancer Center and the Whiteville Police are collecting food and essentials for the patient pantry at the Cancer Center. The items needed include non-perishable foods and canned meat and specialized personal hygiene products. Donations can be dropped off at the Whiteville Police Department on Columbus Street or the Donnery Center at 500 Jefferson Street. Call 910-640-4077 for more information. Speaking of Whiteville Police, they're going to sponsor a blood drive at Vineland Station on Friday. Call 910-642-5111 to set up an appointment. Saturday is the free community Thanksgiving meal at Murph's Pond. They're going to be in the parking lot there on Madison Street in Whiteville. The Transformation Church and Welcome Pentecostal Free Will Baptist Church are hosting the annual tradition. Everyone is welcome. Serving starts at 11:30 a.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.